It is so thrilling to see all of the children.
还看到这些小孩觉得特别的高兴。
I like to say that our families are like the cake, and anything else is the icing. The cake is so important.
他觉得家庭就像一个蛋糕，我们实际上所有的别的事情只不过是蛋糕上的装饰，最重要的还是蛋糕本身。
And God is at work in your families.
神就在我们的家人当中做工。
And you know, we are commissioned to make disciples.
我们是被神拣选做他的门徒。
And making disciples begins at home.
要做门徒要从家里做起。
There's nothing more thrilling than for us to know that our children are walking in the truth.
没有什么比知道我们的孩子在真理中行走更加让我们激动的。
Sometimes in the Bible, Jesus referred to making disciples as becoming fishers of men.
耶稣曾经说过，去招人做门徒就好比渔夫打鱼。
And the passage we read this morning really was speaking about fishing.
今天我们刚才读的经节也是讲打鱼的事情。
And when the disciples were called to be disciples, they were called to become fishers of men.
当耶稣召他的门徒的时候，他就称呼他们为得鱼如得人如得鱼。
So I want us to take some time this morning to think about how we are going to make disciples, how are we going to become fishers of men.
今天我们就讲一讲我们如何得人如得鱼呢？
This has application for us because all of us have family members that we want to come to know Jesus.
今天讲的道是有应用的作用，因为大家都希望自己的家人能够信主得救。
We want them to become disciples like we are disciples, followers of Christ.
我们希望我们的家人也能像我们一样做基督的门徒。
And we all have relatives and friends that we want to come to know Jesus.
我们还有亲戚朋友。
So in this passage in Luke chapter 5, Jesus makes an analogy. He makes a comparison.
在第五章，耶稣给我们讲了一个比喻。
He said, I'm going to help you to become fishers of men. Now let's go fishing.
他说，我帮助你们成为抓得人的渔夫，我们一起去打鱼就打人。<laughs> And
I agree. Whatever she said, I agree. Okay, so how many of you like to go fishing? Well, first of all, how many of you love to eat fish?
Oh, okay.
Yes, fish, very good, very good. Okay. How many of you like to go fishing?
Okay.
I remember as a boy, I would go fishing with my grandpa.
And he
taught me how to fish. And he taught me where the fish would be at certain times in the day.
他爷爷告诉他，在一天当中有些特定的时候，鱼特别的多。
And so one time we were going fishing in a creek.
有一次他们去一个小溪中钓鱼。
And he said to me, he said, Vess, the fish are right there below the bridge.
他爷爷说，你看桥底下就有好多鱼。
It was a very hot day.
那是一个很热的天。
And he knew that the fish would be in this deep spot in the river right below the bridge.
他爷爷就知道在桥底下很深很深的地方就有鱼。
So he set me up with my friend, my cousin Freddie, right at the bridge, and we were fishing into this deep water hole where the fish were.
所以他爷爷就帮助他和他的表兄在桥上支起了鱼竿，他们就在那儿钓鱼。
Now we had very inexpensive equipment.
他们的渔具都不是很昂贵的。
We were using worms.
他们使用的鱼饵是虫子。
But the people who were standing out a little further in the river, they were very sophisticated bass fishermen.
但是在河的另一边，那些钓鱼的人都是很有经验的，他们是钓那种鳟鱼的。
And they were casting, and then they would cast, and they had flies, and they were trying to catch bass.
他们有很就是很精密的仪器，像网啊什么的。
But my grandpa, he knew where all the fish were.
但因为他爷爷知道鱼在什么地方。
So we took our very inexpensive 5 and 10 cent, you know, it was like a dollar rod and reel, and we cast out into this deep hole.
所以他们就用他们的廉价买来的这种鱼竿，把它吊到桥下面深水里面。
And something very funny happened.
很可笑的事情发生了。
We caught all the fish.
他们就是他们把鱼都抓到了。
We would throw our line in, catch a fish.
他每一次下竿都能钓到鱼。
My cousin throw his line, catch a fish.
他堂兄也能每次都抓到鱼。
People with the expensive bass fishing no fish.
那些用很专业的渔具钓鱼的人一条也没有钓到。
They finally got so upset they left, shaking their head.
那些人就挺
And that's something like the story here with Jesus.
就像现在耶稣给我们讲的故事。
Jesus knows where all the fish are.
耶稣知道鱼在哪里。
Wouldn't you like to go fishing with him? It'd be better than going fishing with my grandpa.
你如果跟着耶稣去钓鱼，就比跟着讲员的爷爷还要好。
And so, two things are always true of fishing. Two things.
关于钓鱼，有两个事情是真理。
First century and 21st century, always true.
不论你是在第一世纪还是二十世纪，这都是真理。
Every fisherman goes fishing to catch something.
每一个去打鱼的人都是要捉到什么，就是要捉鱼的。
If you don't catch something, it doesn't matter if you have expensive equipment or not, frustration.
如果你钓不到鱼的话，不论你的器具是多么的昂贵，你都觉得很泄气。
If you know where the fish are and you catch fish, happy.
如果你知道鱼在哪儿，一下就能钓到鱼，就会很高兴。
The second thing that's always true of fishing.
还有一件关于钓鱼的真理。
After you have caught the fish.
你捉到鱼以后。
The size of the fish always increase.
这个捉到的鱼呢，这个它的大小呢就会越变越大。
So my cousin Freddie and I were fishing, and we caught fish that were 10 years, 20 years, the fish were huge that we caught. You know, because the size of the fish increases the number of times you tell the story.
因为每当你钓了一条鱼以后，你就不断地向人家讲你钓了一条多大的鱼，越讲这鱼的这尺寸就越大。
I have a mutual friend who has but one arm, just one arm.
他有一个朋友只有一条胳膊。
He loves to go fishing.
他特别喜欢钓鱼。
He says when he talks about his catch, my fish was this big.
他一开始说我抓到鱼有这么大。
It was really, really big.
真的是很大很大。
Now, as you read the story,
当你读这个故事的时候，
there's something wrong.
你就会觉得有什么地儿不对。
Something really wrong in this story.
有好多不对劲儿的地方。
Peter, James, John, the fishermen, they've caught no fish.
彼得、约翰这些渔夫，他们一条鱼也没有打到。
Jesus tells them to cast out so they can catch fish.
但是耶稣告诉他们到哪儿下网，他们就打到鱼了。
Jesus knows where all the fish are.
耶稣知道鱼都在哪里。
In the passage,Jesus says in verse 4, put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch. It literally says, put out into the deep water and all of you, plural, you, not just Peter, you, all of you, you know, as many boats as you've got, as many nets as you've got, all of you, put out the nets for a big catch. It doesn't say big, but for a catch, okay?
就像第四节说，耶稣对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。他这个时候是对所有的渔夫说的，说你们都可以去打鱼。
Now these fishermen, they make, you know, that's their business.
对于渔夫来说，打鱼是他们的谋生的手段。
So they should be really happy, right?
他们应该高兴啊，有人告诉他们鱼在哪儿。
I mean, they had fished all night, caught nothing, were cleaning their nets, which, you know, does...The nets they use, it would cut your hands. It's not the best thing to be doing. They had fished all night. They caught nothing.
因为他们头天晚上打了一宿的鱼，但是什么也没有打到，他们只能第二天来洗网。
Here Jesus is telling them, the Lord of the universe put out into the deep for a catch.
但是此时此刻，耶稣基督，我们宇宙万物的主宰，亲自告诉他们说，在那里下网打鱼。
What is Peter's reaction to Jesus?
西门彼得他是如何应对耶稣的？
His reaction is, Lord, we just spent the whole night trying to catch fish.
西门彼得的反应就是说，夫子啊，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。
Now I'm reading into the story. We just spent the whole night trying to catch fish.And you want us now, after catching nothing, to go out and try catching fish again?
他说，我们整夜都没打到什么，你现在让我们出去打吗？
Peter is indicating, look, I know fishing.
彼得言外之意就是说，我是懂打鱼之道的。
But because it's you, Lord, we'll put out, like you said, we'll obey you.
但是就因为你这样告诉我们，那么我就要听你的话去做。
And the result is a huge catch, but Peter isn't happy about the catch.
彼得这样做了，他果真就打到了鱼，但是彼得他并不很高兴。
Caught nothing, no business, no money, no catch.
没有打到鱼的时候，没有鱼，没有收入。
Jesus tells them where to fish, big catch.
耶稣告诉他去哪儿打鱼，他就下网打到了鱼。
Suddenly Peter said, "Why is he sad?"
但是彼得反而不高兴了，为什么呢
？What do you think?
你觉得为什么
？I will pick on John. What do you think, John? Why is he sad? Why is big catch?
你觉得为什么呢
？He's sad. Why? Why is Peter sad after the big catch? He has there's the big catch. He should be happy, make money, big catch, but he's sad.
他打到很多鱼了，本应该高兴啊，为什么他反倒不高兴呢？
Yeah, he had disobeyed. He had only partially obeyed.
鲁俊说，彼得不高兴是因为他一开始还有怀疑，他没有听从，就是没有100%的相信耶稣的话。讲员同意他的观点。
Remember Jesus said, he said, men, all of you, all of your nets, put them all out. We're going to have a huge catch. Verse 7. So, since Peter only put out a limited number of nets, it says verse 7, so they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. You see, Peter could have put out all the nets, but he didn't.
关键就是一开始耶稣对他们说，那边有许多鱼，你们去打，要把所有的网都下下去。然后因为彼得他半信半疑，所以他就下了几网，拴住许多鱼。因为鱼太多了，像第六、第七节说，网险些裂开，彼得不得不招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
He says, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man."
彼得说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Then it says,For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken.
他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。
And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners.
他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。
Now, we don't want to be guilty of partial obedience in making disciples.
我们做门徒。大家就要小心，不要像彼得这样，因为一半听一半不听而后悔。
Jesus says to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. There'll be a big catch of men that you will disciple.
耶稣对西门说不要怕从今以后你要得人了他的意思就是说你们要像打到很多鱼一样能够得很多的人
Now, when we think of a big catch, who do we think of? Big catch.
当我们听到说能打到很多鱼我们想的是什么呢
Billy Graham.
我们想的是像那些伟大的传道者像Billy Graham.像葛培里那样的传道人。
Or we think of pastor.
或者你想的是一个像一个牧师，牧师都是去得很多人的。
Or we think of an evangelist.
或者你想到一个传福音的人。
Now we know there was a big catch in the first century, right? Big catch.
我们知道在第一世纪就有一个打了一大网鱼的人。
Alan Hirsch, in his book Ancient Ways, estimates that the early church went from 120 to 20 million by the end of the century.
有个人写了一本书他就估计了一下觉得在世纪初的时候那时候的教会从120人一下子增长到2000万人。
Big catch.
那就是耶稣所讲的打到一大网鱼。
We read of what is happening in other countries. Big catch.
我们也听到在一些国家发生的事情那都是像耶稣讲的打了一大网鱼的事情。
But now being the old guy, that's me, the old guy, okay? The old guy, I'm the old guy.I know you don't agree, but just for today, I'm the old guy.
蒋文说你现在把他当作一个老者，老人。
It's not about the evangelists. That's not what the catch is about. I mean, the growth in disciples does not happen because of individually gifted evangelists alone.
他觉得这种打一大网鱼的关键不在于说有某一个布道家特别的善于布道。
It happens, the big catch comes through multiplication, not addition.
其实这个像打一大网鱼这个事情是怎么发生的呢？它就是靠一个传一个。
Billy Graham could preach to a crowd of 50,000.
葛培里可以向一个五万人的会众布道。
And he could have every one of the 50,000 every day come to know Christ.
他可以每天向五万人布道，让这些人都能认识耶稣。
For 15 years.
他可以这样布道15年。
Every day, 50,000. And it would still only be 180 million people.
如果他就这样不停地布道15年下来他也只不过能使
180 million
就是他也只不过使1亿8千万人能够信主。
My point is this: it's not the big evangelists; it's every single Christian and Christian parent being faithful to disciple their children.That causes the big catch.
所以对我们来讲，要打到一大网鱼，不是靠那些口若悬河的布道者，而是靠我们在座每一位、每一个家长、父母在他们教育子女的时候言传身教的结果。
If each of us were to disciple one person every year, who would disciple one person every year?6 billion people would be reached.
如果我们每一个人每年能够带领一个人信主，那么就可以有。
In 32 years, if every person, every one of us were to disciple one person a year for 15 years, who would disciple one person a year? Who would disciple one person a year? The whole world would be reached in 32 years.
如果每一个人每年能够带领一个人信主，在32年当中，全世界的人就都能信主。
So as the old guy, right?
So I get it now. 他现在年纪大了，他就想明白这个事情。
One couple, 40 years ago, two people.
四十年前，他们两口子。
Got married.
结婚。
We were married.
I decided.
I married the most. You can say this. I married the most beautiful woman in the world.
他娶了当时世界上最美丽的女子。
Amen. And by being faithful in little things like discipling your kids, right?
你们可以在小事上忠心，就像教育自己的孩子。
Multiplication takes place.
就像这种一个
传一个。Biological multiplication takes place.
像这种就好像兔子繁殖一样，一个传一个。
And spiritual multiplication takes place.
但是这个就是属灵意义上的广泛的繁殖。
So the other day, our five-year-old grandson Lucas is talking to his two-and-a-half-year-old sister Gabriella.
有一天，他五岁的外孙就对他两岁半的一个堂妹说。
And Lucas and three of his cousins within about a month's time had all asked Jesus into their heart.
这几个小孩他们在一个月之内就都信主了。
So Lucas is talking to Gabriella who hasn't asked Jesus into her heart.
所以这五岁的小孩就问那个两岁半的小孩。
And he's explaining to her how to become a Christian.
这五岁的小孩就向那两岁小孩解释说你怎么样能够做一个基督徒。
Gabriella, we do bad things.
两岁小孩可能会做一些不太好的事情。
You go time out.
他说，那你就被罚站了。
You need Jesus in your heart.
你被罚站的时候，你就需要耶稣。
Forgive you.
你需要耶稣赦免你。
Gabriella says, I want Jesus in my heart.
结果那两岁小孩就说，那我要耶稣。
Lucas said, you have to pray.
那五岁小孩说：“那你就需要好好祷告。”
You say this, dear Jesus, come into my heart.
你说亲爱的耶稣，来到我心里。
Gabriella bows her head, folds her hands. Dear Jesus, come into my house.
那个两岁小孩就说：“亲爱的耶稣，到我家里来。”
Close enough.
差不多了。
My point is that the greatest impact.We will ever make is to disciple those who are in our own home.
作为一个基督徒，我们人生做的最大的这些事情，就是使我们身边的人信主。
Jesus' discipleship was life on life.
耶稣他的事工就是用生命换生命。
It was everything that every mother here knows how to do.
在座的母亲都是可以理解的。
Give instruction.
去耐心的教导。
Correction.
改正，让他们改正错误。
Give love.
去爱他们。
And as we're faithful in those little things, those daily things.The kingdom of God grows.
就像在这种日常小事上的忠心的服侍，就能得到神的国。
The final thing I'd like to say is this.
我最后要说的就是。
We often think of discipleship taking place in the church, and it does.
我们通常觉得做门徒要在教会里面做。
But if you look at where Jesus made all of his disciples.
但是你看一看，耶稣都是在哪里招到门徒的。
It wasn't in the temple.
不是在会堂里。
It was in people's homes and in their lives.
而是在那些人的家里，在他们的生活中。
Life on life, loving and caring for people, making disciples, beginning in our home.
就像这样，你用你的自己的生命去影响别人的生命，这样子传福音。
May God bless you.
让神啊保守大家。